Good morning. This week, our focus is on the call of God on our lives. Let me start by asking, what is the call of God on your life? What is the Lord calling you to do today? Do you remember your initial call to come and serve the Lord? The call of God, in simple terms, is being summoned or chosen by God for certain purposes. When a person is aware of that call and surrenders to it, he starts living out God's purposes for him. The call of God is God calling us to himself so decisively that everything we are, everything we do, and everything we have is invested with a special devotion, vigor, and direction lived out as a response to his summons and service. Often in scripture, we see God calling persons to service and they would obey him. Moses, Jacob, Abraham, Samuel, for example. In the New Testament, the call of God is clearly defined and is so used mostly in reference to salvation and our call to live out said salvation. Now, God's calling is important on a person's life and something we should not overlook. Here are three important things to note about God's calling. 1. God's calling is irrevocable. This means it cannot be changed or reversed. God's calling on your life is not something easily missed. When God calls you, you will know. The song says, when he calls me, I will answer. I will be somewhere listening for my name. 2. God's calling is an act of grace. We are not called because we are qualified. Rather, we are qualified because we are called. We are not called because of anything we have done. God calls whom he chooses. 3. God's calling is transformational and brings blessing. God calls us unto salvation. When we hear and respond to the gospel, we are changed, transformed, and we receive spiritual blessings. The life of Abraham is a testimony of God's calling, which is irrevocable, an act of grace, and which is transformational and brings blessings. We now turn to Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3. Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. This is the word of the Lord. We said God's calling is being summoned or chosen by God for certain purposes. As Christians, our primary call is to salvation, and our secondary call is to live out that salvation, which is to grow in Christian virtue and to serve God through good works. If we are committed to God's call in our life, then we would be committed to service or doing God's ministry to the church and community. It would be seen in our walk, our talk, and our action and attitude. If we are committed to God's call on our life, then our faith will be firmly fixed on God, because as the Lord calls, he equips. He will certainly supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. In order to bring out more clarity to the questions asked, let us examine briefly the initial call of Abram, which I am hoping will steer us into action. There are three things I want to highlight. First, the call. From the text, it is clear that it is God who called Abram, or later on called Abraham. This call was no ordinary call. What is remarkable about it is that all of Abraham's family would have been worshipping idols. For God to call Abraham and he responded the way he did, showed God's sovereignty and how Abraham knew the true and living God. The call was for Abraham to leave his family and country and go to a different land the Lord will show him. I want us to note that Abraham was not told where to go or how or what he would be doing when he get there, or even how long the journey would last, but that he should simply go. If someone should ask you or say to you, come with me to Kingston, the first thing we are doing is ask a number of questions. What are we doing there? Why should I come? Can't someone else go with you? Or what is in it for me? Can you imagine if the Lord said to us today, give one of your dresses to that young lady or one of your suits to that person, how many of us would respond obediently? Now, God's calling on Abraham is conditional. It is conditional because if and when Abraham obeyed, he will receive blessings. I will bless you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who dishonor you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. In the same way, God's calling on our lives is also conditional in that when we respond, we too receive God's blessings. For example, our call to salvation results in us having eternal life. The call on Abraham's life could not change. God chose Abraham to fulfill his purpose in his overall redemptive plan for mankind. God chose Abraham because he knew the type of person Abraham was and how he would respond to the call. The second thing to note about Abraham is his response to the call. Abraham responded to God's calling by faith and obedience. Abraham stepped out by faith when God called him. He did not know where he was going or how he would get there, but he believed God and that God will prove true to his words. Abraham's faith and obedience paved the way for us and showed us how we should respond to God's calling. Abraham stepped out by faith. He left the security of his families. He became landless and he became a sojourner or a nomad. He did it all because he believed God. When God calls, we start to worry about financial security or how things will go. This is why it is all about faith and obedience. We walk by faith, not by sight. God calls, he equips, his hands lead, and his hands direct, and he also supplies all our needs. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Abraham believed God, and it was accredited to him as righteousness. Abraham's faith became the mark of how nations of the world will be blessed. Because of his faith in God, we too are justified by our faith in God. The just shall live by faith. And finally, let's look at Abraham's commitment to God's call. I am sure it must have been hard for Abraham when he was journeying and the Lord taking a while to fulfill those promises. In fact, the Lord promised him someone to inherit all he had, and he and Sarah would have been very old. So doubts and confusion had set in. But I know what kept Abraham going and committed to God's calling would be certainly his faith in God, and the blessings and promises are covenants between God and himself. The ending of the chapter recounts an incident when Abraham went to Egypt and was willing to settle on the promises or the call of God on his life, but the Lord intervened and brought him back to his purpose. When we reach a particular stage in our life, we quickly settle and forget that we are in a marathon and not a sprint. God wants us to go to the end. There is more to this life than what is presently in front of us. The Lord might have called you for a purpose, but it might have taken a while before it actualizes. Be patient, wait, and trust God by faith. Our God is faithful, and he will honor his word. I want us to examine Abraham's commitment to the calling of God on his life. What is your commitment to God's calling on your life today? May I suggest that our faith and dependence on the Holy Spirit should drive our commitment. Our faith, which is active and should form our lived reality. Just like Paul, we can say in Galatians 2 verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We who live by faith will trust that God who called us has called us to complete his will and purpose. We will have a committed relationship with God as we prove him countlessly or his servant and keeping hands. We will trust God knowing that he who calls us also equips and nothing is impossible for him to do in and for us.